This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Swiss President Voila Amird announced Thursday it will convene an international Ukraine peace summit June 15th and 16th at the Switzerland's Bergenstock Resort. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Swiss officials said more than 160 delegations from around the world had been invited to the summit, including the United States and China. When the summit was first announced last month, Swiss Foreign Minister Ignacio Cassis insisted Russia had been invited to participate, but refused. Russian President Vladimir Putin later insisted they were not invited and dismissed the summit as a U.S. orchestrated plot. While China indicated at the time it would support such a summit, its foreign ministry spokesman said a lot of work would need to be done before such a peace conference could take place. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
President Biden is speaking out against violent protests on college campuses over the war in Gaza. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
His last public comment about the protests was 10 days ago. Since then, the tensions have grown. GOP challenger Donald Trump says the president must do something. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he could start by condemning the protesters. But apart from condemning anti-Semitism, the White House has largely stayed out of it.
Americans have the right to peacefully protest.
While spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says some demonstrations have crossed the line.
Forcibly taking over a building is not peaceful.
She's repeatedly deflected questions about whether police should have been called in and if schools should discipline the protesters. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The European Union has announced an aid package for Lebanon of 1 billion euros that will mostly go to strengthening border control to halt the flow of asylum seekers and migrants from the small crisis-racked country across the Mediterranean Sea to Cyprus and Italy. It comes against a backdrop of increasing hostility towards Syrian refugees in Lebanon. For additional stories, visit VOA.